This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And welcome again to Between the Keys. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. On this episode, we are going to explore the art of the impromptu. Some people define an impromptu as a free-form musical composition that is seemingly spontaneous in origin. Yet the truth is that many impromptus are actually carefully worked out. In other words, they are not really impromptu impromptus. Sorry about that. In any event, the Bohemian composer Jan Vaclav Vodacek was one of the first composers to write impromptus under the name impromptus. He was a marvelous composer who died, unfortunately, at the young age of 34. Let's hear his G major impromptu performed by pianist David Gross.
Thank you.
pianist David Gross performing an impromptu in G major by Jan Vaclav Voracek. The great cellist Pablo Casals called George Enescu the greatest musical phenomenon since Mozart. In addition to being a composer, Enescu also was a violinist and a pianist and a conductor and a teacher. More than 60 years after his death, we are still coming to grips with his incredible creative output. There's a lot of music that we still have to discover. Here's an early piano piece. This is an impromptu in C major. We will hear it performed by the pianist Josu de Soluen.
Thank you.
Josu de Soluen, playing the impromptu in C major by George Enescu. Here's a more contemporary impromptu that's based on the letters of composer Joseph Haydn's last name. It's a lovely lyrical little piece composed by Richard Rodney Bennett. I was fortunate to have played this work's New York premiere many years ago, but I would like to share a recording by Martin Jones, who is a very prolific recording artist, and he has recorded all of Richard Rodney Bennett's piano music. Music by Richard Rodney Bennett, his impromptu on the name of Haydn. That's a work from 1982 with Martin Jones at the piano. Probably the most familiar impromptus in the piano repertoire are those by Schubert and Chopin. We will get to Schubert in a little while, but first I'd like you to hear a recording made more than 100 years ago. Joseph Hoffman playing Chopin's A-flat impromptu. Thank you. Music of Chopin, the Impromptu in A-flat, Opus 29, a recording from 1916, that's more than 100 years ago, by pianist Joseph Hoffman. This well-known modern pianist, many years ago, publicly dissed pianists born in the later part of the 19th century. He said that all these romantic pianists take insane liberties with the music. Well, obviously, this guy had never heard Joseph Hoffman, born 1876, protege of the legendary Anton Rubinstein. And this recording, he plays it so straight and with the subtlest inflections. And I don't hear any insane liberties. I don't know what this guy was talking about. Here are two rather wistful impromptus that I think go together very nicely. Let's listen to them first, and then I'll tell you more about the music.
Thank you.
First, we heard an impromptu by Jules Massenet, subtitled Eau Dormant, Sleeping Water, played by Maurizio Zaccaria. And then we heard pianist Soyeon Kate Lee playing Alexander Scriabin's Impromptu a la Mazur, number 1 in G sharp minor. I thought these two Massenet and Scriabin pieces would sound well together. Let's fast forward to our time and the composer Donald Martino. Here is an excerpt from his Fantasies and Impromptus, composed in 1980. We will hear the second impromptu, performed by a pianist who worked very closely with the composer, actually. His name is Randall Hodgkinson. That was pianist Randall Hodgkinson playing music by Donald Martino, the second impromptu from the composer's 1980 composition Fantasies and Impromptus. I'd like to remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys here on WWFM.org, and I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and this episode celebrates the art of the piano impromptu. When I was putting this playlist together, I thought about Robert Schumann's piano impromptus, which are wonderful pieces, yet are seldom performed. But then I thought it would be a better idea to have music by his wife, the pianist Clara Schumann, who was quite a fine composer in her own right. Here is the first of four character pieces, Opus 5, an impromptu. It's full of rhythmic vigor and enough spiky dissonance to perk up your ears a little bit. We just heard the first of four character pieces, Opus 5 by Clara Schumann, an impromptu. That was a performance by Josef Bienhauer from a release on the CPO label containing all of Clara Schumann's solo piano music. I promised that we would get to Schubert, and I have a lovely performance here of the A-flat impromptu from the first book of impromptus, Deutsch number 899. The pianist is Pavel Nersessian.
Thank you.
We just heard music of Schubert, the Impromptu in A-flat from the Deutsch number 899, performed by Pavel Nersessian, who is a Russian-born pianist who has a very busy performing and teaching career. I love this performance. It's very beautiful. It has real forward momentum, yet it's very elegant and classy. And in these days, when bluster and boisterous behavior and crudeness seem to be the norm, we really need to hear truly cultured performances like Pavel Nersessian's. The composer Francis Poulenc truly took to heart the idea of an impromptu being a short, off-the-cuff, spur-of-the-moment, seemingly improvisational kind of piece. So I thought we could hear Poulenc's 5 impromptus. They are all very short, and they fit together like peas in a pod. The pianist is Gabriel Tacchino. Gabriel Tacchino, Poulenc's five impromptus. The later piano works of Gabriel Fauré are often harmonically dense and intricately worked out, as you probably will notice in his fourth impromptu, Opus 91. We will hear it performed by Germain Thyssen-Valentin. Thank you. music of Gabriel Fauré, his impromptu number 4, opus 91, performed by Germaine Thyssen-Valentin. She was a French pianist who made a specialty of Fauré's piano music. Her Fauré recordings from the 1950s for me, I think, are the best ever made. Alexander Zwartzman was a major figure in the development of jazz and dance music in the early days of the Soviet Union as a bandleader, composer, and as a pianist. And here's a delightful little impromptu with the composer himself at the piano. Alexander Zwartzman at the piano playing his own impromptu. I hope that we can revisit the topic of piano impromptus on a future episode, but in the meantime, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Between the Keys this week, and I look forward to being with you for another episode at this time next week. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.